10 years ago, the terror that gripped the nation after September 11th was bumped up a few notches.
Anthrax reported at a Florida hospital.
Disturbing news from Boca Raton, Florida.
Another anthrax case, this one in New York.
A weapon of mass destruction, the weaponized biological agent, deadly anthrax. 5 envelopes, 5 attacks. They were sent to offices of lawmakers, the media. 5 people died, all from inhaling an innocent-looking white powder.
It looked like baby powder. I was wearing a dark gray skirt and black shoes, and you could see it just vividly on the dark colors.
The anthrax attacks wreaked havoc at television networks. They shut down postal operations. Who could have been behind such an attack? The FBI answered that question. It was a one-man inside job carried out by Bruce Ivins, a researcher at the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases.
It's not just the science. It's not just strange behavior on the part of Dr. Ivins. It's not just an obsession or two. It's not just the mailbox. It's the confluence of all these things taken together. That's the compelling evidence. And only when you take a step back and you look at all the evidence taken together can you realize that this is the right person.
That's federal prosecutor Rachel Lieber detailing the case against Dr. Ivins in a new PBS documentary called The Anthrax Files, airing on Frontline tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The problem with the FBI's apparent certainty, though, about Dr. Ivins is that he was never indicted, never even charged. He committed suicide in 2008, and shortly thereafter, the FBI issued its conclusion. But Frontline producer Michael Kirk doesn't believe the case is closed or even solved. He joined us yesterday morning from the studios of WGBH in Boston. With him was Dr. Claire Frazier-Leggett, director of the Institute for Genome Sciences at the University of Maryland, a microbiologist whose lab did work for the FBI in this investigation. Michael Kirk says the FBI makes a convincing argument that Dr. Ivins is the sole culprit in the anthrax attacks, but Kirk believes it doesn't quite add up.
They tell us they were there and hoping that they could get an indictment, arrest him, and take him to trial as soon as they possibly could. And we ask them to present their very best case to us. I think they really believe still that they have a very, very strong case against Bruce Ivins. Maybe the viewers tonight and your listeners who see the program will judge for themselves whether they had it or not.
Indeed. Well, they'll certainly get an opportunity to do that for the first time. Dr. Claire Frazier-Leggett is a microbiologist and director of the Institute for Genome Sciences at the University of Maryland. It's always seemed to me, and I'd love your assessment on this, and then Michael Kirk's, it's always seemed to me that from the outset, people believe that this case would resolve itself relatively quickly because of the uniqueness of these anthrax samples, that they were weaponized, they were rare enough that there was a tiny list of suspects who could possibly be traced to them, but that proved not to be the case.
Yes, that's correct, but I think that what we did and what I think is still represents to this day solid scientific evidence is the identification of the genetic mutations that allowed for identifying a potential source flask of the material. But even when we first started with working with the FBI in late 2001, it was always clear to me that science alone was never going to identify the perpetrator. At best, it could identify a potential source of the material, and then more traditional investigative methods would have to come into play to figure out who committed the crime.
Michael Kirk, what are the human backstories that really both complicated and, in a sense, illuminated the characters behind the anthrax scare?
It's an absolutely fascinating tale all by itself. You know, you had a nation in incredible crisis mode when these letters hit. You had unbelievable pressure on the brand new director of the FBI, Bob Mueller, from George Bush and Dick Cheney. And you had this whole idea of an unconventional murder weapon, spores from a bioweapon, no capability by almost anyone, even as Dr. Leggett says, there's nobody who really knew for sure what the science was yielding. And you had an imperative that said, we've got to get a guy and we've got to get him now. And that pressure over 8 years yielded one suspect who they then had to let go and pay $5.8 million to, and another one who killed himself under the intense pressure from the FBI. So it's a very, very, very strong, as you say, character narrative on top of the whodunit.
In the end, and, you know, a lot of times these Frontline documentaries raise more questions than they answer, and that's part of the drive and interest in the kinds of investigations that you do. But in the end, Do you believe this case is solvable, Michael Kirk?
It certainly should be. There's enough science and there's enough evidence. I mean, maybe it isn't. Maybe if it's true that Dr. Ivins wasn't the person, that means there probably is a perpetrator still out there. Maybe it's possible to chase them down. This was the largest investigation other than 9/11 that the FBI has ever undertaken, and nearly $100 million by some estimates. And if they couldn't find somebody, then there's got to be a kind of probably new way. If Ivins wasn't the person, there's got to be a new way to think about this if we want to know. And if Ivins wasn't the person, then we probably ought to find out who it was.
Michael Kirk, a frontline producer. Also with us is Dr. Claire Frazier-Liggett, microbiologist and director of the Institute for Genome Sciences at the University of Maryland. I'll give my final question to you, Doctor. Have we learned lessons from that investigation? Is the likelihood of a terror like this using a weaponized biological agent more or less likely based on all the interest in the anthrax case?
I'm not sure that we know enough yet to say whether it's more or less likely. I think one of the things we absolutely have to be careful not to do is convince ourselves that we've learned all the lessons that we should have and become complacent, because I think one of the things that came out through the many years of discussion and debate and investigation was that there is probably no way to put any sort of regulations in place that would absolutely guarantee that someone who was motivated by bad intentions couldn't carry out this kind of attack at some point in the future. I think what we have absolutely learned is how better to respond and perhaps what additional questions should be asked early on if we're ever faced with this kind of situation again.
Lessons learned. That's microbiologist Dr. Claire Frazier-Liggett, director of the Institute for Genome Sciences at the University of Maryland. Also, thanks to Michael Kirk, producer of The Anthrax Files, a new frontline documentary co-produced by our partner WGBH, and airing tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.